Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
I have this, like, feeling that something's different. Something has changed in the atmosphere, and I don't know what it is. I have that old, familiar feeling. My name is Jeff.
I got a text earlier this morning, and he said, Elliot, you gotta start day drinking at noon. If you're gonna record, you gotta start at noon.
From
if you're gonna
who?
Play... From my boy Mark. From my boy Mark.
Oh, Mark told you to day drink.
So I started at noon. So, boys, it's Elliot. I'm here. And I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's...
Follow my other podcast, The Gaming Nexus Show. So there you go. I'm going to start early.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So yeah. I was... when Mark came on, I referred to him as the third doctor. Here we have the second doctor.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And, I like that.
You know, we're ready to go.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for having me on again, guys. I know I said it before we started recording, but I absolutely adore all three of you. So I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me, as always. Check out my other podcasts. Check out my new website, gamingnexus.com. You know, all that. Anyway, Scott, what did we play this week?
Well, we want to welcome everybody to episode number 90. And just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Elliot, what was this week's game?
Well, we played Storybook Brawl. It is made by Matthew Place. You might not know his name, but you probably know his game. He's the lead developer of Good Luck Games, LLC. He has worked for Blizzard. He's worked for whoever it is that makes Magic the Gathering now, Wizards of the Coast, Wizards of the Coast East. Yeah, he was on... Yeah. He worked for Hearthstone. He worked for... Magic
now,
the Gathering.
He worked for Hearthstone. Did he have anything to do with Battlegrounds?
I'm not 100% sure. I was trying to read up about him, and it's really kind of hard to find out other than like Hearthstone, Magic the Gathering. And he also worked on the World of Warcraft craft trading card game, which is not Hearthstone. It was an actual physical card game that was actually into because I'm a Blizzard fanboy, but that's neither here nor there. And it was better than it had any business being back in the day. Like back in, I guess it was first released in 2006, but it stopped in like 03 or 2013, excuse me. Yeah, something like that. So
yeah, I'm interested because, and we're gonna get into it, but this game is heavily inspired by Hearthstone Battlegrounds.
It's insane how it that is such a disservice. It's such a disservice to this game because it looks too much like Hearthstone.
Yeah,
but it's nothing like it. It's crazy.
I wouldn't say it's nothing like it.
Yeah, you're right. But it's an auto battler, right? I mean, it's not Hearthstone. It's more like an auto battler, right? Well, yeah. I mean, we'll obviously get into it, but by looking like Hearthstone, it's such a disservice.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy how they're trying to make it look like Hearthstone, but it's not Hearthstone, and that's I was turned off by it the actual physical look of the game. Because it looked too much like Hearthstone. I was like, I don't want to play this. This is Hearthstone. Hearthstone does it better. I already know before I play it. But it's nothing like
it. Does it, though?
Well, yeah, but like, it doesn't because it's nothing like Hearthstone.
Right.
It just kind of looks like it.
Hearthstone. Like, yeah, have you played Battlegrounds?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we're in gameplay, Scott?
Gameplay.
Yeah, I guess we are in gameplay.
Okay, well, so... If you haven't played Hearthstone Battlegrounds, it is kind of a card game spin-off. And it's not really a card game.
Auto battler card game.
It's like a
mashup.
Turn-based auto battler random thing. So
yeah.
On this, you have a store like you would any other auto battler, and you buy units and they cost coins. And unlike other auto battlers, you don't keep your coins between rounds unless you have certain skills or whatever.
But that's a Hearthstone style thing, right?
Yeah, that is a Hearthstone.
You keep
style
saying
thing.
Hearthstone, but I want to specify there's a difference.
Battlegrounds.
Right? There's a right. difference between Hearthstone and Battlegrounds. Battlegrounds is very much its own animal. And the two don't play alike at all. Being Hearthstone and Battlegrounds and then Storybook Brawl. But yeah, but it, so like in Battlegrounds, your money doesn't carry over and your money doesn't carry over here. Now, one of the big differences with units is in Battlegrounds, every unit costs 3 coins, no matter what level it is. And the only way to get higher level units is to level up your shop. And once you do that, though, those same higher level units cost 3 coins. And then when you sell them, you only get 1 coin back or something like that. And that's kind of the case here. But in this game, your character has a level. So when you start a game, you're presented with 4 characters to choose from. 2 of them are always free. As part of like this free, I don't think it's a rotation, but it's a free pool of players.
No, it's there is a rotation.
Is there?
I actually spoke to one of the developers on their stream. They said that it's not apparent, but there is a rotation for the heroes. But it's not like it's not up in the forefront that you can like really recognize that it is a rotation. But there is a rotation.
I would like to see that. And again, this game is in beta. I say again, I haven't said it yet, but the game's in beta. So there's changes are going to be coming. But 2 of the characters are behind a paywall. Now, once you buy one of those characters, they can show up in one of those 2 premium spots again. So it's like its own separate pool.
And you don't have to rebuy them. They're yours to keep once forever. You purchase them.
So you start off the game with 4,000 of this dust. Which, okay.
Which means you can always buy one of the 2.
You can buy one to start off. But so anyway, you collect your characters from the store like you would, and the store also sells spells, which are one-time use items that do various things. And they cost the same gold that you would use on characters. Now, no matter what you purchase a character for, no matter if you've leveled them up, if you sell them, you only get 1 coin. There are exceptions based on abilities.
Now you're talking about the characters that you use to fight the opponent with, not the character that you start off
Correct.
With.
Correct. Your actual units.
Yeah, so yeah, I wanted to make that distinction because you kind of didn't make that distinction.
Oh, well, excuse me!
Your main character to these characters that you're using for the game.
I hate when mom and dad argue.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Go to your room!
What am I talking about? With your characters on the battlefield, they seemingly randomly punch each other when you face another opponent. And there's
that is super upsetting, right? Like,
well, sort of.
Well, there's actually does that as well.
It does. Yes,
but let me say a couple things because yes, it feels random, but it actually has a lot more control over it in this game than it does in Battlegrounds. Battlegrounds feels completely random because it is. I mean, there's some characters with taunt, which forces them to be attacked first. And that's about all you can do to control things. In this game, the characters on your battlefield atop, they attack front. There's 2 rows, a row of 4 up top and a row of 3 in the back. And up front, the character in the upper left attacks first. And then your opponent on their upper right would attack first, and then it kind of goes down the line. Now, who they attack is random.
Yes.
But they cannot attack the back line unless the front line is eliminated, unless they have a skill called flight. Then they
or range, right? Doesn't range allow them to?
Range can do it too, can it?
I don't think it can actually shoot over the front line.
Okay.
I think you still need to have your front line. I could be wrong, but from my
recall,
your range can definitely shoot over your back or over your.
It'll
front
shoot
line.
Over your front line, but I don't think it can shoot over theirs.
I think over 10 hours of
this game, and I don't remember that being wrong. Like I think I'm right on that one.
Yeah, I think the point of range is that they can't like get hurt when they attack.
Right,
if I'm not mistaken.
When your character attacks, they take. In return, the damage of the damage output of the character they attack. So you have 2 stats on your units.
Attack and defense.
Attack and HP. And
just
so,
like Hearthstone, just like Magic the Gathering, just like almost all of these cards.
And so when you attack, that character attacks, they basically trade damage. Unless they have ranged, which then they shoot them, so they would deal their damage without having to take the damage back from the opponent's red number.
Now, there was flying characters as well. Does anybody know the flying ability was?
Yeah, flying characters shoot backline first.
Yep.
Okay.
So they don't get intercepted by the front line. They can actually attack backline first. I don't know. When y'all want to, I played a lot of this game, so I feel.
I was looking because is it only available on PC? Correct, right now.
Yes, currently it's only available on PC. However, the developer has said that they are going to be putting it on other devices.
Yeah, I need it on mobile.
They're looking in.
Yeah,
you did it on mobile.
No, I need it on mobile.
Oh yeah, no, it's definitely going to be coming to mobile. They've definitely stated that on the Twitter. They answered a couple of my questions. They said it would be on mobile. It's going to be on, I think they're going for some consoles as well, but for mobile,
I would never play it on console. it just seems like an exercise of frustration. Now, your rounds, you're given ample amount of time to make decisions.
Too much time.
I played it, I was like, much time.
Early game, yes, it's too much time. Late game, I don't mind it. It's usually not enough time.
Baloney.
I think, generally speaking, between rounds, there's too much time. But there are rounds where I've leveled up a character and I need every second of that.
I think that's super far and few between. Like, there's more rounds of me sitting on my phone waiting for the countdown to go to zero before I, like, have to end. Yeah.
So I put in 13 and a half hours on this.
Yeah, you doubled me, man. I felt good playing, like, almost 5 hours. But I saw your playtime on Steam, and I was like, oh, snap, man.
Don't ever doubt Jeff's love of an auto.
But I also saw Scott's playtime, and I don't want to call Scott out because I'm not.
If Mark
I'm
was
not...
here, he would feel free to. We'll allow Lincoln to report on that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lincoln. Please,
I played probably 6 or 8 games of it.
Yeah, 0.8 hours.
But I also watched a lot of the developer streaming the game, too, just so I could get a better idea.
But you get a feel from this game very quick. 6 or 7 games is more than enough to get a feel for what this
is. To a degree. Now,
yeah, you're right. That's right.
There's a lot of depth here, because I think this game is really, really hard. But it's also really fun. Where even when I'm losing, by the time I lose, I had just started piecing together the meta I wanted to go with, and I lose, I'm like, oh dang it, and then I queue right back up and I get into it and I'm gonna try to build something different, and it's addictive to me, the gameplay. But basically, so you have 8 people in a lobby like every other auto battler, and you battle it out till there's one person standing. Now, and the way to build your team is you want to have your characters, your units scaling. And you can do that with different abilities and combinations of characters. And you can make some tremendously overpowered things.
Real easily. I mean, I had like 2nd or 3rd round where I had a dude who had like a 20 attack.
Yeah.
27 like health beast or whatever. And I'm like, how did you get that by the 3rd round? I was like impressed. Yeah. I was impressed so much that I like went to the internet to look up how they did that. Because I was like, that is very impressive to me. You are stomping everybody. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a character that was anytime one of my beasts died or evil beast died, that he would level up and like have extra HP.
Yeah, that was
and
the Queen
attack.
Of Hearts. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But then like I also had my main character had like all good beasts were evil or something like
beauty.
That. Or, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I played a lot of this game.
So yeah, it was that kind of synergy, if you can get that, is really nice. I don't feel there's as much synergy in this type of game as there is like a, you know, Chess Rush.
Yeah, I disagree. Scott, let me ask you, or not Scott, excuse me, Jeff, let me ask you, because you're a huge auto battler guy. Do you rank this a step above regular auto battlers or a step below auto battlers in terms of the amount of meta and knowledge that is needed to succeed in this
game? I think there is... that's a good question. So it depends on the auto battler. I think TFT is the most complex auto battler.
So where do you rank this among TFT, above or below, in terms of complication?
Below.
Okay.
But at the same time, so there was a streamer I also watched while I was working because I couldn't play the game. So I watched the streamer play, and he's like, there's so much you can do as far as like improvising, and like your builds never look the same. And so you don't, unlike TFT or other of those kind of real time auto battlers, you kind of get stuck into kind of comps you have to build to be successful. And I feel like in this game, that's not the case. And I also feel that this game does lean a lot on RNG, where you can just get unlucky.
Sure.
And
other big thing is like with auto battlers, traditional auto battlers, there's classes, but there's no classes. So that's another one of those functions where, like, I felt with other auto battlers, I'm building to a certain, like, composition of, like, assassins and tanks or whatever. Right. But here, there's not that at all.
There's some of it, though, at the same time. Because there's, like, dwarves.
Yeah, right.
And so, okay, right. Dwarves kind of synergize with each other, and Snow White's in this game.
Or Romeo and Juliet.
Right. And so there are characters that interact.
I found that it was really hard to find like a Romeo and a Juliet at the same time, or like a bunch of dwarves and or whatever.
Juliet's a higher tier than Romeo. Romeo's like a one tier, whereas Juliet's like a 3 or 4. But I ended up getting that combination, and I actually leveled Romeo to I got 3 of them, so they leveled up, which we haven't discussed that yet. And I think if I remember correctly, I actually got 3 Juliets and leveled her up as well.
Yeah. So, but the so the leveling up is much like other auto battlers. You collect 3 of a unit, and then their statistics go up. Now, when you do that, you actually get to pick a item or an artifact. I forget what they call them in this game.
I think they're called treasure.
And that treasure gives you specific abilities. Now, the quality of that treasure is based on the level of the character you've now tripled up and leveled up. So if they're 2 cost units, which is the lowest cost of a unit, and you level them up, you get a level 2 treasure. If you get 3 level 6 units, you get a level 6 treasure, and they are powerful. That's one thing about this game. You have to constantly be evolving your team. Because when I first got it, started playing it, I was playing it like a chess rush or a TFT, where I'm like, okay, I got these characters leveled up and I got them in. I don't really want to get rid of any of them because they fit this whatever I'm doing. And you can't do that in this game. You have to get the higher tier stuff in your lineup.
You have to.
Or you have to have gotten something that is scaling with you. So, like, I had a character. There's a character that is ranged, and every time there's ability called Slay. And basically, when your character, one of your units, kills something, it activates this Slay ability. And there's a character where when one of the teammates does a Slay ability, she gains permanently 1/1, 1 damage, 1 health. And so I had that in there. And then there was a support character, which you can put in your back line, and it buffs the characters in front of it. And she gave every character in front of her Slay plus 1/1. So anytime the characters who didn't actually have Slay on them, but I put them in front of her, they would kill something, they would get a permanent buff. But when they got permanently buffed, now my ranger character, who gets a buff when Slay is affected, gets a buff as well. And then you get a card that says, well, buffs actually give you plus 2 now, you know?
Yeah.
And you just kind of stack those things up. That's why the game does, like, I could see a complaint being the game is too random. Like, you can really
an insane amount of luck is sometimes required to win. And anytime I won maybe 3 or 4 matches, and I was just getting lucky. It was definitely getting lucky a lot of times. I think all 3 or 4 that I won, I felt lucky about, where I could play well and end up in the top 3 or 4, but to win required a little bit of luck on my part, I felt.
Well, and if you run into someone who's got that luck,
yeah,
it can just derail you. You get stomped,
man. You literally get stomped in.
So your heroes, the hero you pick at the beginning of the game, generally speaking, has 40 health, and then you lose when it's reduced to zero. So one thing this game does that I wish that, you know, Battlegrounds does a little better is explain how that hero damage is dealt.
Okay, the other thing too, along with that, did you guys watch the tutorial YouTube video that was like linked when you signed in the first time?
No, I did not.
I felt like it did a horrible job of kind of explaining the game overall, where I didn't really realize I was playing an auto battler until I was playing my first actual game. And I was like, oh, this is an auto battler, but a card game at the same time. Like I don't think the game is very well explained. I don't think it's very well marketed. I think this game is really solid, but it does a really bad job of explaining what it actually is.
And I actually think that the theme of Storybook Brawl kind of sells it short as well.
Yes, absolutely. Because you're absolutely right.
But at the same time, I like the actual theme in the game. I like the
same
the fairy tale characters, all the cards have artwork and the characters have artwork, and it's pretty good. It's not Blizzard level good artwork, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty solid. It's more than solid. It's a step below polished.
I like that Blizzard. They have the seven dwarves, and that Snow White has this interaction with the dwarves, and they've got Romeo and Juliet and Santa Claus.
Sleeping Beauty is actually like the Beast, or not Sleeping Beauty, excuse me. Beauty and the Beast is actually the Beast.
Yeah, she's painted to look like a Beast version of Beauty.
Dracula's there, but he's kind of funny looking.
Yeah, that one's kind of, I could do without that one.
But overall, it's a cool look. There's a lot to draw from lore-wise for this game.
Right.
It's cool.
But that's not really a complaint about the game as much as it's like, I don't know how many people are going to be turned off by a cutesy aesthetic. So damage, again, Battlegrounds, does a much better job of explaining how damage is calculated. They actually, when your character takes damage, they show you it being tallied up and how that's done. This game's a little less clear. So the damage is dealt when you lose a round, you get dealt hero damage in the level of your opponent, so 1 through 6, plus the number of units alive, and then any upgraded units do additional damage. And so it happens so fast, I'm like, okay, how much damage? And I wish it was just a little more clear, or at the very least, there was a glossary in the game that would explain those finer details.
Oh, back to those treasures. You can only hold 3 at once.
Yes, you can hold 3 at once. If you earn a fourth one, you can select one of the other 3 to do away with. Or if the treasures don't appeal to you, you can pass on them and get a couple extra gold the next round.
Also, on the storefront, was it leveling automatically by itself, correct?
Yep.
Okay, there was like, so in Battlegrounds, you actually have to manually upgrade it, or it does it also automatically, but you can spend your gold to push your level up, whereas I don't believe you could do that in this, can you?
No. However, there are ways to level faster, and it has to do with your characters, and I think, I don't know about all the heroes if they have anything, but there's a character in the game that every time she kills, you gain 1 XP, and it takes 3 XP to gain a level. So
there's also spells that do that too.
Yeah, there's spells. So I was playing a game where I wanted to push and get up to level whatever 6. Really, you want to level as fast as possible. There's really no reason.
Unlike other auto battlers, you can only level the characters one time, correct? Like you can't get like 3 sets of
Of 3. There's no tier 3 level. And we should also mention that you have a bench of 4. So you can hold on to 4 units on your bench as you're building everything. So they're really, and that's one of the things about Hearthstone Battlegrounds that I didn't like. Like, so you'd get a unit and you'd kind of have a card version of it. And I think your bench was fairly limitless in Battlegrounds, or it was a very high limit. But if you wanted to sell that unit, you'd have to play it first and then sell it, which I found to be boring, like annoying. In this game, you can sell it from your bench. You can sell it from the board. So I think like the game is easy to pick up, hard to master, which is kind of a cliche. Yeah. But also, if you do master it, you're just going to get unlucky sometimes. And if you're okay with that, And, you know, like I was today I was playing before we started recording. I was listening to an audiobook and just playing rounds of Storybook Brawl and enjoying myself. And it didn't bother me that it was 30 seconds left before the round began, because I'm like, well, I'm just going to enjoy this audiobook or podcast. And it's just nice to play when I don't feel like playing anything too taxing. And a lot of auto battlers are taxing. And this one I feel is just more streamlined.
I don't mean to be that guy, but I feel like I was the one that pushed us into the first auto battler Teamfight Tactics. I feel like I was the guy that kind of pushed
you
for that.
You did Dota Underlords.
Or Dota yeah, Underlords. Dota yeah, you're right. It was Underlords. You're right. I feel like I pushed us into that direction. And I found that I did not enjoy that genre very much, where I feel like you've really enjoyed it a lot, Jeff. And I was like, oh, I'm glad that I was like pushing for it, because it sounds like something you enjoyed. But I feel like overall, I enjoyed the gameplay aspect of this and the auto battler way more than the traditional one.
Yeah, and it's way different, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
much
yeah.
of like you pick up Dota Underlords and you jump the chess rush and you do team fight tactics, and the rules are all kind of the same. And now TFT, I have to say, they change their game all the time. Like from 6 months to 6 months, it's like they've got weird mechanics that it's unrecognizable. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, you know, but they're the number one auto battler, so it must be. But this just is so much like if you can't get into Dota Underlords, I would say get into this.
Yeah,
because it's just super fun. I like, just don't take it too seriously. If you want something that's hugely competitive and has a high skill ceiling, go try TFT. You'll love it. But this is not that.
Paywall.
All right, so there are two currencies in this game. One is the dust that we spoke about before. The other one was what, a gold, or I forget
yeah,
exactly.
It's like blue diamonds.
Blue diamonds, okay. And the only thing that you can purchase on this are the other heroes that you're able to use. Obviously, each one of them has a different special ability, and their abilities range from, you know, giving your minions more, you know, bonuses when they meet certain criteria, or like the one that Jeff was talking about, how you gain 2 XP every turn that you win as opposed to 1 or whatnot.
I don't know that that's an actual one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But
well, I know there was that spell that if you won the round, you got 2 experience instead of 1.
No, that you would get that spell, you would get 1 experience for buying it, and then if you won the round, you would get 2 more.
Oh,
so
okay.
Up to 3. But so like the characters also can be based on classes that you want to play. So if you pick Beauty, she's really good with monsters. And she changes their type from evil to good. So the units have different types and classes. And what do they call that in D&D, Elliot? Like lawful good sort of thing.
Alignment.
Yeah, alignments. And that's, like Scott said, all there is to purchase. Now, you accumulate this dust by playing the game, and it accumulates slowly. I've got 13
yeah,
something hours in the game. I have not accrued enough to get a second character. The game gives you your first one free, kind of like a crack dealer. And then after that, your dust accrues so slowly.
Wow. That is kind of surprising that after like whatever, you have well over 10 hours, almost closer to 15 that you don't have, you haven't accumulated.
I'm like
enough.
At a 1,000. Let me pull up the game, but I'm like at a 1,000.
That's criminal. Criminal. Easy way to turn people away from the game, right?
And
yeah, I guess, but I want to say that that's probably
I'm
done
at two,
on purpose.
2590
that way they can
right now.
Actually try to make some money off this, because otherwise, there's the only thing you can purchase is these characters.
Now,
there's
and
a limited
yes,
amount of characters.
But I also think that will change. I don't think when this, because again, it's early access.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see how they could not add boards to the game and emotes. There are emotes in this game. That actually, so you say that all you can buy characters, but actually when you buy, there's like a founders pack and an early access pack.
Dude, the founders pack is like over $100.
It's like $150 too. Bucks. Yeah. And, but you get like emotes and stuff. So I definitely see the microtransactions expanding into cosmetics more, which is a good thing. And maybe when they do that, they can increase the amount of dust you get per match. It is, I get, maybe I'm spoiled by Riot, but Scott and I have played.
You're not
League
though.
Of
you're
Legends
not,
and Wild Rift, and it feels like you get a character a week. You know, it just yeah, if just you're playing about. The
Which
game,
you
you're getting characters.
You absolutely should.
And this is not that. And
yeah. So, you should be rewarded for 13 hours of playtime, and you have not been.
Yeah,
I don't even know how many hours I've been putting into Wild Rift nowadays.
Yeah, I mean it's.
But
it's
I'm up
a ton,
to
but
even I'm up to like 30 characters, and they just added two more, and they're up to 70 in the gameplay.
Yeah, you're just Riot does it the best as far as doling out characters, and then of course there's other cosmetics and stuff you can supplement the microtransactions with, and I hope that they do that. It is a complaint about the game, especially being that the heroes do affect gameplay, that, you know, some people will feel at a disadvantage if they don't spend money, because frankly they are, they don't get as many options when the game but starts
with the randomization of it. Would we really classify it as a pay to win? I'm on the fence about that. That's like
but it's
go
still
either way.
Pay to affect gameplay.
Now, yeah, sure. That's true.
You're probably not going to win by spending money. It doesn't actually give you
no,
once the
all.
Game starts a big advantage. But at the same time, when if you pay, you get four characters to choose from at the start of the game as opposed to two. But at the same time, there aren't any of those characters where I've seen that I'm like, good Lord, that thing is overpowered. Most of them seem pretty balanced to me. So it's just more of a collecting thing than anything.
And they're balanced, but they're also unique enough that they are different, where I don't feel like I'm like, oh, this is just a retool version
absolutely.
Of that.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I think they've done a very good job. There was a lot of thought that went into this game.
Replayability.
This is always like such a hard topic to discuss, right? Like, this game is literally designed to be replayed, right? You know?
Well, do you want to replay
it? Yes. Yeah, I think it should be. Should we change this from replayability to like hook instead and see like
that's a very that's a very nice thought. Like, is the hook good enough to continue? And I think it is.
Yeah,
I think the hook is great. I there's enough base characters to choose for matches. There's enough unique cards. The cards have unique not animation, but they have a unique look. They have unique abilities to it that like. I found that there were so many cards that I struggled to remember what each card does that I needed to highlight over it for picking it. So I'm like, oh, what does that card do again? I feel like there's enough to it that it's not. They do a really good job of being balanced at the same time of like adding a lot of different unique play styles to playing matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a lot of the characters memorized, except for the higher tier ones you don't see as often.
Right,
yeah, you know,
and there's a lot of cards in this too. Like the, I had a few matches where I'm like, okay, I want to try to get three of this card, but like a lot of times I would never see the second or third of that card,
and that's where that luck comes in. You have to improvise. You have to
and
roll
with
the punches.
That's one thing I didn't care for. Like, I didn't see any visibility as to how many cards were available in the pool. Whereas, like, you know, like a chess rush, you can generally tell by the level how many are in the pool, and there's the ability to see what your opponents have to be like, okay, well, they're going with this character, so there's going to be less of that character in the pool, so I probably shouldn't go with that character. There's none of that in this game. And I actually, while I was on stream with the developer, somebody had said something about that, and I had suggested, you know, because they didn't really want to have it where you go and look at your opponent's board, which, you know, that's also would probably be like more graphic intensive to have to switch back and forth. And I suggested to them that they use something like the Quick Look, like Chess Rush has. And I actually sent them the visual of that and how that works. So hopefully they do add something like that, because that would make this game a lot more appealing to me if I could be like, at a glance, be like, okay, I shouldn't be going for this character because the pool on this character is way too low.
I can get behind that. It doesn't bother me, though, because of the nature of the game. It doesn't feel as hyper-competitive as the other games, and I think some of that is the simplicity of the skills and everything. Like, even Chess Rush, which to me is the most accessible traditional auto battler, there's still a lot to look at, right? You still have to pick a unit, and then, okay, what's that unit's damage? And then what does it go to if it's a level 2 and 3? Okay, now that unit has two things. They've got a class and a race, and then those, so what's synchronized? I got to go look in the... It just has all of this stuff that kind of makes it inaccessible to newcomers. Well, and this doesn't really have that. This is very much you have this. Oh, this character has 2 HP and 2 attack. And it just, oh, okay. It's just at a glance a lot easier to understand.
Did you notice? I didn't notice like any way to tell when you actually leveled the characters or the cards up what kind of stats they would have afterward.
Well, so that's the tricky part. So, There's a character in the game. It's a little tree, and every time it goes into a battle, it gains 1 HP. And what I did on the last game I played, I had 2 of them, and every round they were gaining 1 HP, and I would pass on getting the third one, because what I wanted those 2 pieces to do was be as high as level in HP as possible before I merged them. That way it would make the biggest, beefiest tank I could think of, you know? And so that sort of stat is in flux as to, because really the game is based around taking these units you get and making them stronger as you play. And so, and actually leveling the character, 3-starring it, really doesn't do that much for that character. It's more about getting the treasure. But even when they do merge, it's pretty much like, oh, there it is. There's the stat right there. 9 red, you know, 10 okay, yellow, whatever.
So did it just add what each card already had to a third one and like merge it all together?
So what it felt like to me, and I'm not 100% on how that math works out. That is, it could, I agree, it could have more clarity as to how that works. But there's probably a wiki somewhere that tells you. But the way it felt to me is it took 2 characters, and then the third one was almost just like a glue to glue them together. And then you didn't get the stats from the third one, but the other 2 worked. I'm not sure how that worked out. So I agree there could be more clarity there. But it's insanely replayable. I've enjoyed the hell out of it. A lot of times I'm rushing to get these games off my phone, but I think it's just going to stay on my computer. When they drop a mobile version, I think it'll be the perfect... Oh, we should mention Elliot. What's like the biggest complaint you have about all these auto battlers?
Ooh, that's a very good question. What's the biggest...
Well, I have one in mind because you've complained about it on all the ones we've done.
What is that? Refresh my
memory. So both you and Mark have the same complaint. For a mobile game, the rounds are too long.
Yeah, yes, that is... This game, I think right now is a little, a lot of thoughts at once. I apologize. This game would do really well on mobile.
Yes, because if they the had matches are like 10 to 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, which is really solid.
And then like, if you're taking a huge dump, there's enough time between rounds to pull your pants up and wash your hands.
Yes. The waiting time in between, though, I feel like it is still a little longer than I feel like it's needed. I feel like if they had shortened it, it would force me to make a decision quicker and would affect gameplay in a more positive way than negative way.
My thing,
like, oh, I have to work in a short amount of time. Yeah, I have to figure out what I want to do.
The thing is, to me, where that becomes a problem is one thing I want to see them preserve is the accessibility of this game. And part of that is with those long round times, the time you do level up and you have a shop that you have to look at, you have to think about what move you're going to make, and then you've leveled up a character, and now you have these three options, you have to read through what they do. Having a minute to do that, I find to be really nice. Because you can,
you're right.
You can hide it, and you can look and say, okay, what am I working towards? So maybe if they added something where one of, like, if one of the eight players levels up and gets a treasure, maybe they tack some time onto the round or something. I don't know. I think it is a delicate
balance. I'm going to counterpoint this on you guys, okay?
No, please don't!
So...
No!
Both of you have better computers than me, okay?
Please don't.
Now, this game isn't like very intensive, but it was enough to where my computer was still lagging. And so
that's a you thing.
It is a me thing. But here's the thing is like the time that it, you know, for it to catch up was it would take away from the time that I was able to actually play cards and stuff. So like I would arrow over a card and it would take a few extra seconds before the you know, the description of that card would come up. And the same with the spells and other stuff. So I was finding, for me specifically, because of the setup I have, that it wasn't enough time for me because of all the UI having to pop up and everything because the lag I was getting. That's my only complaint for the time like it takes. Because, you know, if, you know, it's... You could probably run this game on a potato, but mine is less than a potato. Like it,
right? It's like a sweet potato.
Yeah,
like half a sweet potato.
Hold on. What?
It's a McDonald's potato when they haven't allowed it to air out, lower than and it still has the
regular potatoes.
Yes, you heard me. You heard me, Jeffrey. You heard me.
Hey, Scott, get the edit button. You can kiss my ass. Go f- a duck.
I will say though, I did have a couple of times where I would level up a character to three tiers or whatever, or I get three of those cards, and I would kind of like feel a little rushed. But again, I think that's just part of like, okay, you're a little rushed. If you're gonna do that, you have to be a little smarter with your time and how you use it. I think adding time, I don't know if that's gonna benefit everybody, the other seven players.
I'm not saying to add time. I'm just saying.
Right. I know you're not, but
once it hits mobile, I'll have no issues. I'm sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure. You're just playing on a Windows 95. I get it.
No, it's a Windows 10, but it's just not that great of Windows 10. Somebody left the window open.
So much better than Apple.
Always, though. Always better than Apple. That's not even up for debate, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Judgment.
So at the end of each episode, we vote on whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Elliot, since you are guesting this week, what do you say?
First off, I just want to say thank you for having me on, boys. Again, it's always fun to be on an episode with you guys. I miss playing with you. I don't miss playing terrible games. I'm glad that Scott invited me on for a fun game that I enjoyed the heck out of.
Scott's been running Mark through the ringer, man.
You know
what? Dude, I know he has.
Mark would have hated
this game. I absolutely know he has.
Mark would have hated
this game. Yeah, he would have. Yep. You're right. But let me go just a little bit more. Again, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I love the three of you, including Mark. Listen to my other two podcasts, Tess and Elliot Argue. Listen to the Gaming Nexus show if you like video games. Listen to my other friend's podcast, Hitchcock Chronologically.
That's a good
It's
one.
A great, it's a fantastic podcast. I know I say it every time, but I absolutely mean it. If you're not listening to it, you're doing a disservice. Learn some more about Alfred Hitchcock. I know nothing about that guy, and that podcast has been fantastic. Listen to the movie Draft House. Hey. What a terrible name.
They're trying. Go back and listen to the last episode of Crossing Streams. When we had the other name, and he's like, that's awful. And then we change it. He's like, that's also worse.
I know. Whatever. Anyway, listen to those four podcasts. I'm going to say them again. Tess and Elliot Argue, The Gaming Nexus Show, Hitchcock Chronology, Crossing Streams. Thank you for having me on.
Crossing Streams?
Or the movie Trespass. Whatever. I can't remember. Look, I started day drinking at noon, Jeff. What do you want from me?
I know.
Anyway. I enjoyed the heck out of this game. The look of the game turned me off immediately when Scott asked me to play it. I thought, no, this looks absolutely like a Hearthstone knockoff. It was made by a guy who played Hearthstone, or who made Hearthstone. So I was immediately turned off just by looking at it and reading about it. The moment I played it, it's not like that at all, which is, I think, a disservice to the game. I think the fact that they try to make it look like Hearthstone is not a necessarily a plus for this game.
Yeah.
It plays completely differently. It's like an auto battler, but like the good parts of auto battlers, the stuff that I liked when I played auto battlers, you know, 2 years ago, that's what I like about it. It's got a lot of those qualities to it. I think if they, it's very sharp around the edges, right? It needs a lot of sanding around those edges to soften those edges. There's just enough to it that I'm like, it's not quite there yet. But you give it another 3 to 6 months, and I think it's going to be fantastic. It's going to get my seal of approval because I think it's the base is there. It's a solid foundation that's really soft, really hard around the edges. It needs a little bit more retooling, a little bit more reworking. But I think there's enough there that it's worth your time. And if they go to mobile, man, this game is going to be it's going to be absolutely killer.
Yeah.
There's no pay to win here, which I absolutely love. I absolutely love you can play this game and not put a dime into it and have a blast doing it. Yep. You can win without putting money into it. This is worth your time. So it's absolutely getting my seal.
Now, I will say, if it comes to mobile, then all of a sudden the microtransactions become perfectly reasonable. It's like the microtransactions on a PC game, you have different expectations. On a mobile game, with the exception of Riot's games, it's like, dear God, it's $400, you know?
Yeah.
So when it comes to mobile, I think you'll look at the microtransactions in a different light.
I agree. I completely agree.
Jeff?
I love this game. It's so much fun. It does what games are supposed to do. It made me want to keep playing. And I picked it up, and every time I played, I learned a little bit more, and I wanted to start the next round. And I would never try to force or simulate what I was trying to build the last game, because that's a good way to lose. And I was just playing around with combinations and figuring out how to maximize and create super overpowered characters. And then when it would work, man, the game shines because you're like, yes. Some of the rough edges that we didn't mention, I think the game could use a little work in the sound design. If you go and you play Battlegrounds, it's got this thump to it where everything hits hard and it just like little explosions and things that just make the battling feel more visceral. It could use a little bit of that. But largely for early access, if they didn't improve anything, I'd still be really happy with this. But I have high hopes that this is going to go to a lot of places. That being free to play, people like me or Elliot who are turned off by the visuals pick it up and say, this is good. And they tell their friends about it and they try it because it's just easy, free entry. And even though it takes a while to accumulate the funds to get your characters, I was having fun the whole time. I never felt like not playing the game because I couldn't play as the other two characters. This is a great game.
Yeah, my issues aside, because of obviously my computer, this game is actually quite fun. And when it hits mobile, I'm definitely going to pick it up so I can dive deeper into this game. I do agree with you about some of the stuff that it's not as visceral as I would like with the battling and stuff like that. And there are some rough edges around that really need some more polish on it. But I mean, other than that, it's a solid game. Like, and when I asked the developers, I was like, hey, you know, I just learned about your game. When would you like us to review it? They said, you can review it now. We've made it in such a way that it's going to feel completed now. You know, we're still doing a lot of work on it, but it's at a point right now that we can safely say, play it, you'll get a good feel for it and understand what the game is. And I don't deny that one bit. It's going to get my seal. I am going to dive into it later on. But yeah, this is Budget Arcade approved.
I think Mark left us commentary.
Do we have to read it out loud?
This game is not good. This isn't what this game was trying to be. It's trash.
That's a good impression. We didn't have any commentary this week.
You guys missed out, listeners. Well, I know we play a lot of hot garbage. I know. Once in a while, though, we get a good one, and you missed your chance on this one.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But don't worry, the hot garbage will soon be floating down
gone.
The river.
I'll be long gone.
I already know what's coming. I can see it from a mile off. I can see it anytime I click a stream on Twitch. I see this game. It shows up in the headlights. Anytime I go to YouTube and I click a video, it says, Jeff, this game, you must play it. And I'm like, no, never.
As I'm scrolling through TikTok, it comes up and they're like, hey, you want to play this?
It's
yeah, it sounds just like that.
And over and over. You've heard of it.
You've been assaulted by it.
You can't get away from it.
You've probably put out a restraining order on it.
It's as ubiquitous as Candy Crush.
It's what did Mark call it last week?
Omnipresent.
Omnipresent.
It's the omnipresent Raid Shadow Legends. Download it on your favorite mobile device. Help us, Lord.
So sorry, I'll be out that week.
I think we'll all be out that week.
Yeah. We should just have Mark record it alone, just like April Fools him. Yeah, yeah, we'll be there. Just let him sit in Discord chat by himself.
Oh. I guess Elliot's said where everybody can find him numerous times.
Yeah, gamingnexus.com as well. What a great website. A bunch of guys who...
What a great podcast.
Do you think? Really? I appreciate that.
I'm enjoying
really...
it.
Listen,
I thank you.
Okay, I'll tell you that it's the truth that he loves your podcast, and I'll tell you how I know this. This dude over here will not listen to Hitchcock chronologically. He's not even out of the silent era yet.
This is true.
But he always listens to your show.
I appreciate it.
If you want gaming news, check out the Gaming Nexus show. It's a great compliment to our show because we don't really cover the news. They do a great job. And Elliot makes great podcasts.
We also don't cover paid games, whereas they do.
Look, the last 4 months I've been working at GamingNexus.com, it's been like the coolest side gig I've ever had. The fact that I get video games for free to review is absolutely like the coolest unpaid gig I've ever had in my entire life. Hey, look, and not to be that guy, but we are looking for two other writers. So like
looking for Ryan.
Anybody, if you're interested, hit me up. Elliot_argues on Twitter. Let me know if you're interested. Again, we're looking for everybody, anybody.
Right here, Elliot. So, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, join us. Come have fun with us.
You didn't even offer to us. Gosh.
It's absolutely offered to either one of you without hesitation.
I realized before we wrap up doing the podcast with Mark, the movie Draft House, he's forced me to up my note writing game. Like if you listen to Hitchcock, you can look at the notes. It's usually one sentence. Mark does such a great job at writing the notes. I am just not a writer.
I can be persuaded.
Yeah. Check us out. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade, facebook.com/budgetarcade. How about TikTok? TikTok.com/budgetarcadepodcast, as well as twitch.tv/budgetarcadepodcast.
If you want to help support the show, you can do so on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/budgetarcade. For supporting us, you will get access to our special Discord channel.
The steamy room, as we call it.
It's a banger, man. It's a banger of a channel. You want to be in it.
Steamy.
You'll also get access to a lot of our
nudes.
Extended cuts of our... Not nudes. Gosh, Jeff.
Extended long cuts of...
No, you'll get extended PG. Cuts of our... PG.
Our ad reads.
Our ad reads. which are not always
PG. Which are not PG. They're the furthest thing from.
I'll be honest. The uncut versions of our ad reads are way better because it's so off the cuff. We're making each other laugh. Scott has to edit all that out to get it to a reasonable time. Those are fun.
Oh, yeah. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Imagineville Podcast Network.